This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
The gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
So last week, Bill Kuselis was talking about Andrew Colvin. So I got the brilliant idea to contact Andrew and say, you got to come on. And Andrew, what did you say?
I said, yeah.
You see how easy that is?
Yeah.
And before we talk with Andrew, and he's got so many things to say, I think we can do 12 shows. Is that, of course, the James Fox UFO documentary or UAP documentary, The Phenomenon, has been released. It was released as of October 6th, which is a Tuesday. It is available for a digital download. In the U.S., price is $19.99. I don't know how that works in Canada or elsewhere, but it is available now. They include also some extra material, which is nice. But we also made a deal, such a deal, with the producers to get some coupon codes. So that means that we can offer coupon codes, a limited supply, and that lets you log into Vimeo and redeem your code, watch the movie, or download it. Now, cool? Now, here's how you get the Phenomenon coupon code. You have to sign up for a brand new membership in the Paracast Plus. And to get more information, go to theparacast.plus. You have to sign up for the 5-year subscription or lifetime subscription. 5 years or lifetime new subscriptions while the coupon codes last. The Paracast.plus. Andrew, it's been, I think, 6 years since we last talked to you. But we really need to reintroduce you to our listeners. And one is that John Keel was a mentor of yours. How did that work out? How did that start?
Well, it started when I read the Mothman Prophecies in 1993 when a new version came out. And I was in my hometown of Charleston, West Virginia, just browsing through the bookstore there. And somebody said, hey, this book's about West Virginia. And, you know, I didn't even know that it was called Mothman. Even though I had seen the creature when I was a kid, we always called it the bird or the Birdman. We never heard about Keel's book because it was not sold in West Virginia, after it came out in 1975. So I was just kind of clueless. I knew that a bunch of weird stuff had happened in my neighborhood, but I didn't know anyone had ever researched it, written a book about it or anything until then. When I read it, it really blew my mind because so much of the stuff in there was stuff that we had experienced. So then I read all of Keel's other books. And then I met him 10 years later at the Mothman Festival when they unveiled the statue, and we had plenty of time to hang out that weekend, and he and I started corresponding via email and phone a lot after that. That continued for 3-4 years until he kind of went into hibernation in a senior home, I believe. And I went back after we decided we were going to do this show. I kind of went back and listened to my last show that we did in 2014. It was one of the last shows I've done. I haven't done any shows for the least 5 years. And that was, at that time I had done 2 compilations of Keel's material. And since then I've done 11. In the last 5 years, I've done more, and we're up to 11. And there were a couple things in that show that I could correct right now. One of them was we were talking about how Keel had been poor in his old, in his final years and in bad shape. And I don't know that that's true because he was in a very expensive senior living facility. I think he still had money left over from his movie package that he got for the Mothman Prophecies movie. And I just think that was a rumor started by some of the folks that he seems to have a lot of, I don't know if you'd call them enemies, but detractors who just don't like his, they don't like the way he kind of stirred the pot back in the day, and he kind of blew the bubble on the extraterrestrial thesis, and that hurt a lot of people's book business because the ET thesis is probably still way more popular and sells more books than any of the other theories. As far as I can tell, you know, I do publish a few books from various authors, and I can kind of get a feel for the market. And that's kind of, it's kind of still, and I actually faced a little backlash from just because I'm associated with Keel. So that's one thing I wanted to say about from the last show.
Well, the last time I met Keel, he had an apartment in Manhattan, uptown somewhere. I'm not sure if it's East Side or West Side. I don't remember. I do remember as I was in New York City, I was living in Pennsylvania at the time, visiting someone in New York, and then I rung up Keel and said, look, I have some time on my hands. Can I drop over? So I dropped over, and we spent a few hours talking. And this had to be, in the mid to late 70s, as I recall. And then the last time I saw him, he was working with Tim Beckley. They were sponsoring a series of lectures in New York City near Beckley's home on East 30th Street between 5th and Madison. And then at the end of it, there was this Korean deli convenience store where they had this buffet, the salad buffet, and that's where we get our dinner. I don't know. Well, you were not in New York at the time, so I don't know. Where were you?
No, I have family up there, but, you know, in upstate and Peekskill and other areas around there. But no, I wasn't. I just went to visit every now and then. I wasn't in New York City much.
Okay, you said there were other things you wanted to correct from the 2014 interview?
Oh, I would have, you know, I made some notes. I've got 3 pages of notes, and they're kind of not in any particular order. So, it'll come up. You know, it'll probably come up as we go, whatever things. Some of them are things I heard on the other shows. I listened to Micah Hanks, I listened to Bill Kasulis, and there were just a couple things here and there that I can clarify because I happen to know, you know, something. Like one of them was, I think, we were looking for an incident that happened, the name of an event that was prophesied, you might say, by Gray Barker for December 14th, 1967. He kept alluding to, or we found a letter where he alluded to some event that was going to happen. Turned out to be one day before the Silver Bridge collapse. And you and I talked about this last time, and I couldn't remember the name of it. It's called the Happy Landing Event. And that's kind of an odd phrase. You know, the bridge fell. It wasn't a happy landing. It was an unhappy landing. And these aren't things that really, you know, they're not big deals or anything.
Well, I want to ask again, you, we'll get into that in our next segment, Andrew Colvin. About the collapse of the Silver Bridge, and of course we have the bridge collapse, we have the sightings of Mothman, and the question I'll pose, and we'll have you answer it right after we do our break, and that is this crash was reportedly due to, as they say, the normal deterioration of some kind of structure. Which happens. We've had other bridges collapse. This is not the only one. That this would have been something that would have happened anyway, whether or not there was a Mothman involved, But did that have any significance? Andrew Colvin is here. Gene Steinberg, J. Randall Murphy, you're in
the Paracast.
Hello, Paracast people. I'm Greg Carlwood, the host of the Higher Side Chats podcast, an uninterrupted and action-packed interview-based show where I talk to some of the brightest minds for our troubled times about all things paranormal, occult, esoteric, and conspiratorial. After 10 years, we've heard it all. Alien moon bases, archons, hollow earth, technocratic and biomedical agendas, magic, mind control, and Lovecraftian monsters. Oh my. Usually, the first hour of the show is free, and the second hour is for members who sign up for the Higher Side Chats Plus at $8 a month. But praise be, we're giving Paracast listeners 2 free weeks of Plus when you use the all caps coupon code PARACAST. Go to thehiresidechats.com, sign up with the code PARACAST, and dive into the nearly never-ending archive of great interviews I've been lucky enough to get over the years, from David Politis to David Icke, and many, many guests not named David. Check it out. You're going to love it. All right, Gene, was that good? Can we use that one?
There's nothing worse than thinking that your Medicare benefits are going to cover routine medical expenses like vision, dental, and prescription benefits, only to find that when an emergency arises, your Medicare plan is full of gaps that don't even begin to cover your medical emergency. How would it feel to have to go into debt because your Medicare program didn't cover everything 100%? Studies show that 95% of Medicare recipients pay more than $5,000 per year on out-of-pocket medical expenses. At SnapMedicare.com, we understand how important it is for you to be prepared for any type of medical emergency. All it takes is a quick phone call to 800-286-5516 to find out exactly where you stand with your Medicare coverage and to save thousands on future costs. Call 800-286-5516 to make sure your Medicare plan includes provisions to cover any gap in coverage. Whether you have questions about Part A or Part B Medicare coverage, remember, call 800-286-5516. SnapMedicare.com. Call 800-286-5516.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5, California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
So, Andrew, the question here is there anything about the collapse of the bridge that was not a normal but unfortunate process?
I've heard a lot of things over the years, and it's hard to know. I've heard from people that tell me this, they tell me that. One lady said her dad and some other men actually blocked the bridge the previous week because they felt it was unsafe. I think they worked for the city or the county, and they felt there was a real hazard there, and nothing was done about it. And I guess there was some indecision or conflict over who should pay for the repairs. Well, should it be the state of West Virginia or the state of Ohio? There's reports of guys in checkered jackets, which came from Kiel, that were climbing on the bridge a couple days before. What were they doing? The checkered jacket guys, I think we talked about that before, that sometimes they're spooks and sometimes they're paranormal. There are people that see a checkered jacket guy in their bedrooms and he disappears. And that happened in Point Pleasant during the Mothman time. But at the same time, also, there were, if you follow the MLK assassination, which is one of the prophecies of Mothman, and the work of William Pepper, the lawyer, he stated that the assassins traveled wearing checkered jackets in order to blend in, and they would typically go up and down the river to get to and from wherever. These are army snipers, I guess, working undercover, that they would, you know, take on that guise. You know, that doesn't lead us into anything definitive. There's reports that Mothman was seen flying over the bridge the day before or the day of. One lady said that her family drove across the bridge that week and she had a vision of the collapse and took her and made her dad stop and look at the bridge. And he actually saw the cracked piece that gave way, and he tried to report it and no one listened to him. And, you know, not only the reason it fell, but the aftermath, or like the technical reasons, we have those, but we don't really know if there is a conspiracy here. What was it for? And one of the things that you talked about, either with the two guests previous recently here, had to do with what was going on in the TNT area at the time. And it's widely assumed that nothing was going on, that by the 60s it was all kaput. But that's not true. There actually was a Navy reclamation project going on. Who knows what that was? In other words, half of the TNT area was closed off and abandoned, and half was still operating. And that's even true today. There's half of the domes are still being used. And in fact, one of them blew up in 2011, I think, or 10. It was right around the time of a Mothman sighting on the other side of the river that was reported as happening on top of a Walmart and in this field next to a hotel. And I went over there and looked at the actual place where it had happened, and it was literally the ramp where the ramp had used to go from the Silver Bridge. Once you took it over, it curved around in this big loop. That's exactly where Mothman was seen. And then the dome blew up. I don't think those are really related, but you wonder, you know.
Well, yeah, there's all kinds of things. Like, we've just gone through a whole bunch of stuff there. For people who aren't super familiar with the Mothman, I'd kind of like to back up a little bit, go right back to the beginning of the first segment, just before the break, when you were saying that we called it the bird. Now, this sounds like you were much younger, and was it, if I'm remembering what I just saw recently, was it your sister also saw it, or?
Yeah.
Okay, can you tell us about those encounters and kind of how old you are, and give us a feel for the setting when you were growing up and how these experiences made you feel?
Well, they were kind of exciting for me. If they were calling Mothman, if they were calling it Mothman in the newspaper, I didn't hear about it because I didn't read the newspaper. I was 6 or 7. So, but I did watch the TV. I watched the news, and there were reports on about him on TV, and they weren't really calling him the Mothman on TV, I don't think. But I was super excited. I thought, man, this is some kind of superhero thing. And then my best friend at school started saying that he was talking to the big bird man. And I didn't really believe him because I don't know why, you know, just like, oh, maybe you're just saying that to get attention. But he wasn't really the kid, the kind of kid that needed attention because he was an absolute genius. I mean, I think everyone who knew him acknowledges that. And he later became a computer scientist for NASA and speaks several languages. And so I think he's proven that he is a genius. And, but he proved it to me one day by saying that Mothman had been, or the Big Bird had been telling him that there'd be an attack on New York in 2001. And I'm like, yeah, sure. And we pricked our fingers and shared blood with the Blood Brother pack thing. And then he took me to a place in his yard where he said, if you stand right here and wait, you'll see what I'm talking about. For a few seconds, I did see images of buildings blowing up, skyscrapers that look like the Twin Towers. And then I also saw a bunch of other stuff, which I think was like a download or something that people talk about getting of my whole life. But I've forgotten most of it. You know, it just came and went so fast. But as time went on in my life, I would sometimes get worried about an upcoming birthday. And I think, what's that about? Was I given a download about this? And it kind of has saved me a couple of times. There are a couple of times where I felt like I should be concerned, and I, you know, would go to the doctor and find out something, and I would get, they would catch something, you know, before it harmed me. So that's something I've heard from other witnesses since, that Mothman has kind of saved their butts here and there.
So did you actually see the Mothman thing, whatever it is, itself, or was it simply in these visions that you had?
Yeah, well, once we were driving to the bowling alley right before Christmas of '66, and yeah, I saw something flying above the car, I saw the silhouette of this huge bird thing with wings outstretched, and seemed like it was following the car. And I told my dad, and he basically just reached around and smacked me and said,
"Didn't sound like a nice guy, but I don't want to talk about someone's dad." We've got Andrew Colvin and Gene and Randall. You're in the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry. As the presidential election is only weeks away, both President Trump and Democrat candidate Joe Biden are stumping full speed ahead. President Trump from the White House.
So you just marched to the White House because you understand to protect the lives of black Americans and all Americans, you have to have your police support you. You have to have that. If the left gains power, they'll launch a nationwide crusade against law enforcement, and they've already done that. And you see them, they're doing that at a level that nobody's ever seen before.
Joe Biden is in Erie, Pennsylvania.
We lose anywhere from 700 to 1,000 people a day dead. The president was told a little while ago, when he was told 100,000 people a day were dying, you know what he said? He says, it is what it is. Well, it is what it is because he is who he is.
USA Radio News. Hurricane Delta, now a tropical depression, is weakening as it travels over land with nearly 11 million people in the storm's path. FEMA's Peter Gaynor tells us power outages are plaguing the area.
But right now, what we see are power outages in Louisiana, about 688,000. In Texas, about 107,000. And in Mississippi, about 92,000. So power seems to be the issue right now.
Do you trust what you hear about politics? Chances are you're not alone. USA Radio News' Val Dior has more.
A new survey conducted by Gallup for the Knight Foundation found 81% of U.S. adults polled said they're concerned to some degree about misinformation on social media swaying the White House race. Nearly half of all respondents, 48%, said they're very concerned about misinformation tilting the race, while one-third, 33%, said they're somewhat concerned. Both Democrats and Republicans were surveyed. For USA Radio News, I'm Val Dior.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, this is Bryce Abel. I'm the producer of Dark Skies, the co-author of AD After Disclosure, and you are listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
So, Andrew, was your dad just upset with you because he felt you were lying?
He said something about the government, like the damn government or something. And, of course, he worked at the carbide plant, and they were doing secret work of all kinds, and he knew a lot of people at the tech center. He actually played on the tech center softball team, and he never would talk about his World War II experience. He never would really talk about what he did at work at Carbide, but I found out at the Mothman Festival a few years back, this lady would come every year, and she would tell me more and more each time. She said they actually had the world's first nuclear reactor at Carbide at the tech center, built in the late 20s and early 30s, and that she personally had worked on the dismantling of it. I think it was the 1990s or early 2000s. And at that time, they also removed all of these water towers or these or oil. They look like oil tanks, these, you know, the big round things you see where they store oil. We had those right in Mound where I lived. A bunch of those were removed recently, and I was told by somebody else whose dad worked for the water company that they were storing the radioactive wastewater in those tanks. Before they were taken down, I took some Geiger readings over there, and the place was indeed radioactive. I was getting significant readings in that area down there at the bottom of Woodward Drive in North Charleston, West Virginia, where Charles Manson lived and Sarah Jane Moore lived, and we can speculate about that, too. That's just another, like, weird side story to the whole thing, is that those two lived there. It's a conspiratorial kind of place. There were people that worked on secret projects living there. There were these, future assassins living there, like Sarah Jane Moore. And that's just on top of the weird paranormal stuff. But yeah, I saw Mothman that time, and then saw him again 5 years later, around the time that we took that photo where my sister took this photo of me, which has this face in the window, which looks very similar to Garuda masks, Thunderbird masks. And a lot of people don't think it means anything. And I have to agree. It just looks like a face in the window. But it wasn't something we could have cooked up at the time. And even if it is kind of a reflection, if it's a reflection of light and shadow that ends up looking like a Garuda or a Thunderbird, that's still something. You know, why did it do that? And why did my 2-year-old son, who was almost 3, I think, why did he point to the picture and say Garuda? I don't know if I told you, if you remember that. But I had this photo that my sister had taken, and I'm just thinking this is an old photo, and I happen to be leafing through the box of photos, and my son points right to that window and says Garuda. He may have heard me say the word Garuda somewhere along the way, but he had no idea what it looked like or why it would be in this photo. And then that got me wondering what it was, and then I found some images that look like what's in the window. But the photo is basically passed unnoticed, you know, in the UFO field. No one seems to, you know, think anything of it. And a lot of things like that from my research just have gone unnoticed. I don't think many researchers, even people that have written intros for me, for my books, I don't think they've read the books. Because they're long, they're very intricate. There's like 2,500 pages of material. I think most researchers they're mostly interested in writing their own books, you know, promoting their own research, and they're not really looking deeply into the Mothman story. And because if they did, I mean, it would scare the hell out of them. It's way stranger than, it's as strange as the Mothman Prophecies book, and even more strange than that.
You know, when we look at this, though, we think of the state of the UFO field these days. Now, of course, there are all the hopes for disclosure. The government's going to tell us that E.T. is out there ready to land or something. We have the Pentagon UAP Task Force to the Stars Academy and all that stuff going on. Is that anything that's on your radar? Have you been following what's been happening, or do you think it just doesn't really cover your specific interests?
I follow it. Yeah, I see each one come up, and I always think, you know, Kiel told me a lot of things that have all been very helpful as I've gone ahead since he died and sort of watched what's going on. And one of them was he was always saying that this disclosure thing is endless. It started in the right at the beginning, late 40s, and they've been doing it ever since, because it's the promise of something that's going to come. And it's not unlike the constant praying of prophets profiteers who, you know, say the world's going to end, you know, next, you know, certain date of the year, and it comes and everyone comes and goes. The end of the Mayan calendar was the last really big one we had. And, you know, everyone thought that was going to be the end, and it wasn't. And, I'm glad I didn't spend time writing a Mayan calendar book then.
Yeah, definitely. But, just what you were saying there, I could completely relate to the sentiments you were expressing about the amount of attention that paranormal researchers and ufologists in particular have treated the subject of the Mothman, because for me it was just kind of an interesting side note. And after our last interview with Bill Kuselis, and of course we've had Nick Redfern on, and he's talked about Kiel quite a bit as well. I'm thinking, you know, I may have really missed something that is a lot more important than what I thought it was. And so I'd like to go over some of the highlight points with you to try and generate some interest in this again, so that people will go out and have a closer look at this. What do you think are the sort of, say, top 10 main points about this that should get people back interested in this subject?
Boy, that's tough. I'm just going to look at my three pages of notes. You know, I'm a little rusty. I haven't done it.
Well, that's okay. While you're thinking about that, can you tell us a little bit about your sister's sighting of the Mothman?
She was in the woods with another girl and saw, all they saw was the disembodied red eyes. But she's sure it was Mothman. How she knows, I'm not sure. Because even I've wondered, you know, did I really see Mothman, or did I see an elemental or a demon? My son's always saying, you know, he's in high school now, it's all demons all the time, Dad. Don't you know that? Well,
well, remember, teenagers are always right.
That kid is so freaking smart. It just blows my mind. He can tell you, he can give you a world history all the way going back, you know, recorded human history. He understands it all. He reads, I must buy him at least almost one book a day of intricate, historical spiritual stuff. He's getting into the history of the Orthodox Church and the Catholic Church, and he's read the Bible backwards and forwards
Well, that makes perfect sense. I mean, he comes from your family, you, who, while I was leafing through some of your bio, you got like a scholarship to Harvard. So when we're talking, for people who don't know you, you're not a dull guy. We're a dim person. Like, when you say that there's some sort of connection that just seems a little bit out of the ordinary, I think we can probably take it more seriously than just someone who is like, oh my God, aliens.
Hey, before we have an answer from Andrew, we've got more to come. Andrew Colvin, Gene Steinberg, J. Randall Murphy, you're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hey, listeners. I want you to have the entire Paracast experience. So I'd like to tell you about After the Paracast. After the Paracast is an exclusive feature for subscribers to the Paracast Plus. With After the Paracast, you never know what's going to happen next. After the Paracast features color commentary, special interviews, and further conversations with Paracast guests. With Paracast Plus, you can download a very special enhanced version of the Paracast also. We do offer exclusive music, videos, and more features are coming. To get more info about subscribing, please visit theparacast.plus. Once again, theparacast.plus. Prices are just $1.50 a week, less than a cup of coffee at your local convenience store. Check out theparacast.plus to learn more about Paracast Plus.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
My name is Brian, and I'm 80 years of age. Recently, I was dealing with symptoms of a COVID infection. Initially, I had a fever with chills and a sore throat. Within a short time, the fever subsided, and the sore throat improved, but still lingered. I used several different supplements without success. I then tried Green Meadow Whey, and immediately my sore throat went away. I feel that Green Meadow Whey helped me defeat this COVID infection, and it gives me a noticeable lift in my energy.
Lactoferrin is a naturally occurring nutrient in whey protein. It has been shown to have potent antiviral activity. Lactoferrin binds to a virus, blocking its ability to enter the cell. It also stimulates antiviral interferon production. Green Meadow Whey contains 300 to 600 milligrams of non-denatured lactoferrin per scoop. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or go to greenmeadowway.com.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame. He owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. Then bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 866-657-8517. 866-657-8517. That's 866-657-8517.
Hi, this is James Fox. You're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
Before Andrew answers Randall's question, I just want to remind our listeners again that we have these coupon codes for the James Fox UAP UFO documentary, The Phenomenon. If you order up a brand new 5-year or lifetime subscription to the Paracast Plus, we give you the coupon code while they last. Check out theparacast.plus, theparacast.plus. Okay, Andrew, we gave you some extra seconds there to come up with an answer to Randall's question. What say you?
Well, when I was younger, I had a photographic memory, but that's no longer the case. So I literally can't remember. I mean, this is why I have all my notes here. I was trying to, you know, get refamiliarize myself with some things. And also, I sent you the chapter titles of all the different Keel books we've done, so that if you had anything in there that you thought was interesting, then I could pull it up on the PDF and remind myself what it was, because, you know, there's so much of it. As I get older, my memory just isn't quite what it used to be. But getting back to my second sighting, which raises the question of what is it are you seeing? You know, my sister thinks she saw Mothman. The guy that was in the room with us when that photo was taken, he says he saw Mothman in the same place I did, except he didn't see it. It was invisible and it grabbed him. Now, I saw something come out of a tree that looked like a skinwalker silhouette, like a skinny devil thing. That doesn't mean that I saw Mothman. But later, it was on the 50th anniversary of the Washington, D.C. UFO flap. We were there. I was there with two other witnesses who are highly psychic and have seen UFOs and so forth and grew up there. And we all saw three reflections, what looked like, I think, were reflections of ourselves in some kind of cosmic mirror that was placed in front of us. There was a fourth entity watching this process. If the Mothman is a protector deity, which is kind of my working hypothesis, or it's a Thunderbird, which is also a protector deity, could be that, then it may be attracted to this spot because there are demons or elementals, as my son, you know, would say, don't forget the demons. Well, the Mothman could be a first responder to, because the Garuda's job is to subdue demons, literally. So that could be what, I may not have seen Mothman, but I may have seen evidence. I think I saw him the first time flying above us, but the second time, not sure. Did that thing sprout wings? It seemed like it may have been sprouting wings as I was running away because I immediately ran off. Maybe it was Mothman shape-shifting or something. But there's so much here to parse through. It's difficult to say exactly what is what. And I guess I'd rather just err on the side of caution and say, you know, we don't exactly know. We just know that a lot of weird things were seen at this one place. UFOs, weird lights that seemed intelligent, men in black, Indra Cold was seen there. The Greenfield man in black, you guys were talking about the Alan Greenfield man in black. We're pretty sure that he was coming to this spot on Woodward Drive to visit a local mobster who lived right there.
Well, there's all
these hotspot.
There's all these connections, and so, you know, just to help keep people who aren't as familiar with it in focus. So when you were younger, you and your sister had these experiences. Later, you were talking about these domes. And if these domes are connected with, are they connected with the Union Carbide workings that were going on there?
Yes.
Okay, so the Union Carbide domes.
Well, they don't own all the domes. The domes are... You know who owns the TNT area? It's the Olin Foundation and the Olin Company, which advertises on NPR as a progressive, they sound like they're a progressive, you know, think tank foundation, the Olin Foundation. Well, they're really arms makers, and they've owned the TNT area the whole time, and they rent out the domes.
Sorry, when you call it the TNT area, I think of, you know, instantly of explosives. Is that what it actually is, or is the TNT for something else?
Yeah, that's it ostensibly was for manufacturing TNT during World War II. That's why the domes were built, and they would store the TNT in the domes.
And that's why it's called the TNT domes. It's actually because.
Right.
Okay, great. Okay, that really helps to clarify that.
But as the years have gone by, they've stored other things in the domes. And it just depends on whoever's renting them.
Yeah, and that seems kind of weird. Like, what else has been going on with those domes?
But at the time that the Silver Bridge collapsed and they shut the town down and the men in black were sort of scaring everyone away, the rumor is that they were moving all of the stuff out. Carbide was moving the stuff out and sending it to Area 51, which Carbide also has a, you know, they have a presence at Area 51, being the big producer of plutonium. You know, if you've got any kind of craft that needs, you know, there's no doubt that they have radio satellites that use, you know, radioactive materials.
Oh, sure.
And so Carbide's the one making that stuff. And if that lady was right, then they were using a seed reactor in Charleston to test out how they were going to do the plutonium or, you know, distill it from uranium. And then they farmed some of that out to possibly to Nazi Germany, because the company working with Carbide on that was the Linde Corporation, L-I-N-D-E. They're still in Charleston. They have a plant there, and they were sharing patents. Carbide was sharing patents with the Nazis, and or IG Farben.
God, this is so really interesting too. I heard you on another show, one of your older shows that you had mentioned earlier, and you started talking about this, and I was thinking that is totally amazing, because we don't hear a lot of conversation about the role that big business played. It's as if they didn't care which side anybody was on, so long as they were making the profits from it. And so that would be really interesting to go into too.
It wasn't until, I think it was 2 years ago, I was at the doctor's office and I saw a science magazine. I think it was just called Science. And this is the first time I've seen corroboration of this concept. They had an article about unexploded bombs in Germany. They'd be found, you know, in somebody's yard, and they would have to, person would have to move until they blew it up or whatever. And they mentioned in there that Leslie Groves, head of the Army Nuclear Manhattan Project, purposely refused to bomb certain plants in Germany because they might have radioactive materials. So this tells you that carbide could have farmed out some of this work to IG Farben and some of the concentration camp victims who looked skinny, and we assume that they were just underfed, may have actually been radiation victims from having worked with uranium, hand processing it into plutonium.
Yeah, I first ran across the whole IG Farben thing and reading an author, William Bramley, Gods of Eden, and he talked about the whole IG Farben connection and how it transformed, I think he said, into Dow Chemical or something, among other things. Yeah, that's not the first time I've heard about munitions plants not being attacked. I was reading another account about how there was some bomber squadrons that were on a mission. They had gone and completed their mission. They had ordnance left over, and they were flying directly over a major Nazi munitions plant and said, look, it'd be no problem for us to drop the bombs on that. And they were told in no uncertain terms not to do it.
I have a question also when you raised that, which is, we didn't drop a bomb or were asked not to on those plants. What happened to them after World War II ended? Because obviously we had all these German scientists who came to America, they went to Russia, and the ones that came here, they were instrumental in jump-starting our space program with their technologies. Wonder what would have happened. What would have happened if we didn't have their expertise? That was really interesting there. We've got a lot more to talk about. Andrew Colvin is one of these people who has done lots of things, and we can only begin to cover some of it, so we'll probably grab hold of him and have him on for After the Paracast this week, too. With Gene and Randall, you're in
the Paracast.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Do you need a website? Well, you can get a great deal on hosting services with Namecheap's legendary coupon code. They're offering substantial hosting discounts on shared hosting, business hosting, VPS hosting, reseller hosting, and even dedicated servers. Namecheap is preferred by millions. It's backed by a money-back guarantee. Use the coupon code LEGENDARY to cash in on this special deal at Namecheap.com, Namecheap.com.
First came Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there is The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream. A dream that turns out to be a nightmare, because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids, Rockoids.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.